Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, Ron. And let's be honest, the big sports news doesn't have anything to do with baseball, football, basketball, or hockey. Well, it does with football to a certain degree. Our friend Horse, his youth football team starts this weekend, Ron. He's the coach. He's like the flying instructor in Rudolph. He's got the little hat on sideways, the whistle, the T-shirt. You think he's up for a big year?
No, I think you just explained it yourself. You said he's in charge, he's the man, so I don't have a lot of faith in him as a coach.
What kind of coach do you think Horse is? Because I've known him to be a man who's alternately extremely calm to the point of being comatose and then flying off the handle. I don't see a lot of consistency for the kids to role model off of here, Rob.
Well, I just look at him and I see him as being very what's the word I'm looking for? Not inconsistent, but he loses interest. He gets disinterested pretty quickly. And if he's calling plays and all of a sudden he has one of those meltdowns that he has with us, his kids are going to be in trouble.
Horse, are we talking game this weekend or the start of training camp?
I don't know. There's a game on Sunday.
Oh, wow. You got the plays scripted already?
Oh, Joe, that has been done for months ago.
You open it up with a bomb?
Can't reveal that information. Someone might be listening.
Good point, Ron. Opposing coaches could be listening.
Well, he's never, you know, he's like Mike Sullivan. He's not going to give anybody any kind of competitive advantage, is he?
No, or bulletin board material. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great today, Joe. Baseball's back, at least for the Pirates. Hockey's moving along swimmingly. Some more great games yesterday. Some interesting stories in sports, and I know we're going to get to a lot of them today.
In fact, we're going to get to eight of them off the top, Ron, with our eight-pack. We're pinned on the one-yard line, maybe even the half-yard line, and we have eight plays to go 99 and a half yards. The only game we've lost to date was the one where Pomp screwed it up with a delay of game penalty early. He's not here. Off we go. Number eight, Mike Sullivan says the Penguins' style of play is conducive to people, to his stars, that we built a certain style of play here we think gives our core players the best chance to be successful. Sully says, based on the year we've had, we feel we've had a lot of success playing a certain way. Ron, that almost sounds delusional. Success based on the year they had. They stunk after the new year, or at least after the All-Star break, and then they went down in flames to a mediocre Montreal team.
Yeah, I mean, he likes the speed game. You know, is it passed him by? Has his team become irrelevant? It's certainly easy to suggest that after they lose, but I don't think he thinks a total rebuild is necessary here. Some people might. I don't think he does, and he's going to go down believing in what he believes in, and he may end up going down because of it, but he's going to go down with what he believes.
Well, I don't think a rebuild is necessitated here, but certainly some tweaks to their style of play. If they're a speed team, didn't look like it against Montreal, which isn't exactly, you know, the fastest team in the league, but they were faster than the Penguins. Something ain't working, Ron.
No, something definitely isn't working, and I think that's what Rutherford said, and that's why we saw some changes. But, again, I think he's gonna do what he thinks is right. And you know, you have to be true to yourself whether it turns out right or not. He truly believes that they still can play that speed game, and if he goes down, it's going to go down his way. So, I mean, I see what he's doing. I'm not quite sure if that's the right way to go.
Number seven, Pac-Man Jones and Joe Haden. This is a really weird story. I mean, Pac-Man has never been quite right. So he gets a special delivery of signed Joe Haden Steelers jerseys by mistake. He pours one of the jerseys out of the box, as I read the story here, pours lighter fluid on it, and lights it on fire in his driveway. He doesn't sound entirely stable, Ron, to be honest with you. And he continues to burn jerseys from the box, filming it all. This is just weird. And he says he's showing people how gangster he is. And to quote Pac-Man, whoever sent these blank, blank Hayden Pittsburgh jerseys, all these blanks about to get fired up. And he fired them up, Ron. And it was weird. And Joe Hayden reacted.
It is a bizarre story. Who would take the time and effort to send that to him? You know it wasn't Hayden. You said by accident. I hadn't read that part. I thought it was somebody deliberately trying to troll him. Makes no sense. Those jerseys are worth money. And who, you know, I guess maybe he should have sent him Joey Porter's jersey or Jerry Porter, right? Not Joey
Jerry.
Porter.
Yes, Jerry.
Jerry Porter. If he really wanted, somebody really wanted to troll him. It makes no sense to me. It just makes me laugh. This is what social media has become. This is a big story on social media. It just makes me laugh because it's almost so funny it's ridiculous.
I mean, all kidding aside, I worry about Pac-Man and have for a long time. He doesn't seem to be entirely well. Number six, Dabo Swinney says, who needs the Big Ten or Pac-12 when it comes to a playoff? He says it wouldn't be compromised. Basically, no asterisk needed there. How about for you, Ron?
Well, I think you take away those two leagues. Now, obviously, Ohio State has played in that championship game before, in that tournament before. I don't know. I think it absolutely is compromised. I mean, I get what he's saying. He's got to defend his league and his guys and everything else. But to me, it would be compromised. It is going to be compromised if the other schools have a season. I still have my doubts that they're going to. But I don't think you can take away those kind of good teams like Ohio State first and foremost and say it isn't compromised.
Ron, if they can whittle this thing down to just the coastal division of the ACC, Pitt has a shot at the national championship, right?
They do. You're right.
Rod Brindamore, number five, absolutely loses his mind, says, this is why the league's a joke, in my opinion, on these things. And that one is a crime scene, talking about his goalie, Peter Mrazek, seemingly controlling a puck, pops loose, blah, blah, blah. All hell breaks loose. They allow the goal, and he shredded the league, and he got fined, I think, $25,000.
Did I read this correctly or hear this correctly? Nobody asked him about this in his Zoom call, and he went out of his way to call, like, the Carolina beat writers to complain.
That's exactly
the gamesmanship, right. The gamesmanship has begun in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. One game in, I thought he called his beat writers to say, hey, you didn't ask me about this, but I want to comment on it. How cool is that?
Spectacular. And so was 11 a.m. hockey. We got to go to our hurry up. Le'Veon Bell, number four, expects to have a career year following a, quote, complacent season. You expect that to happen?
Well, he said that last year, too, didn't he? He said, last year was a, that doesn't count. I'm going to be great this year. I don't put any stock in anything Le'Veon says.
I think he might be better, but we might not know it because the Jets have entered a rebuild. Sure looks that way anyway. Three fans boo players who take a knee for the anthem before Dallas, Nashville, and MLS. Your take, Ron?
Well, not surprising. I think we're going to see some of that this year. And the way I look at it, if people have a right to take a knee, and I certainly think they do, and I certainly agree with what they're doing, but people have the right certainly to boo if they don't like it. And they have that right, whether I agree with it or not. So I'm not surprised. I think we're going to probably see some more of that during this, especially during the NFL season. If we get
all of this, yeah, all of it is the beauty of living in the United States of America. You're allowed to stand. You're allowed to boo. You're allowed to cheer. You're allowed to take a knee. People want to boo people for taking a knee during the anthem. That's their right. Same as it's people's right to stagger around the Heinz Field concourses with a giant beer stuffing their face with popcorn during the anthem, as I've seen. It's the United States of America. You can do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anybody. Number two, Joe Kelly Still ain't happy with the Astros, Ron. In fact, he ripped them to shreds, saying the people who took the fall for what happened is nonsense. He said that it's the players who should have taken the fall. They got immunity, and all they do is go snitch like little blanks, and they don't have to get fined. They don't have to lose games. Joe Kelly still taking big swings here.
He's a nut. I think he's a nut. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. I think he is definitely a nut. You know, he just won't let this go. He got his suspension reduced, which I'm totally against. You know, there's no way his suspension should have been reduced. You know, he threw at somebody's head, but he did get it reduced. Yet he's coming back for more, man. I think he's crazy.
Yes, he is. Number one, Pirates, worst record in baseball, tied for the worst start in franchise history at 3-13. Back in action today, Trevor Williams and his very respectable 3.52 ERA against Anthony DeSclafani and his unbelievable 0.00 ERA. Who do you like, Ron?
Well, the way the Pirates are hitting and swinging the bats, it's pretty easy to say I like the Reds after what you just told me about their pitcher, but hey, who knows? Maybe some of these guys will start to figure it out. I can't believe Josh Bell and Brian Reynolds and Newman are going to hit like this all year. They've just been awful.
Yeah, I kind of like the Reds in this one. All right, coming up, let's go back to Sully and Jim Rutherford and the aftermath of clearing out the coaching staff, except for Sully. Was this Jim Rutherford scapegoating or Jim Rutherford making a wise move as the Penguins look ahead? 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.